Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No, I stretched.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Great song choice, Jimmy. Walking in the weekend, walking on sunshine. It's just another weekend with another championship parade. I mean, no big deal here in South Florida. I mean, we seem to do this every year around this time. But, man, it's getting spicy out there with the celebrations. And, you know, I said this yesterday, Crowder. I again, maybe it's recency bias and maybe it's fandom, but I don't recall many teams in any kind of championship celebrating with their fans quite the way that the Panthers have been doing. I know you're in New York. You're in Jersey right now? Jersey,
yeah. I'm stay at the EWR airport so I can get right across and get out of here.
Well, you're not here seeing it, but literally you can go anywhere. One of the things that I've recognized, too, is because the Florida Panthers are a Broward team, really are, it's so much more accessible to those of us in Broward. I'm in Southern Palm Beach County. Where most everything takes place in Miami, if it's the Heat, yeah. The Marlins, I imagine the Dolphins, but nobody really knows at this point. It's just a rumor. It's like biblical stories. Like, I don't know. I remember we had a little debate about Moses parting the sea.
Only two animals made all of these other animals.
Yeah, huh? It's like the same thing with the Dolphins. It's like, so what did they do to celebrate? Interesting. They had those moving the horseless carriages. But it's been fun. So this morning I wake up and I see Tim Reynolds had tweeted out, "Do you want a Brad Blizzard from DQ?" I hadn't seen this at all yesterday. This seems like it may have come together quickly at the last minute, but he tweeted, "Go to Dairy Queen on Hiatus Road in Sunrise. Yes, they've renamed a Blizzard today for Brad Marchand. And starting at 11 a.m., he'll be there for a little while." And then Tim Reynolds wrote parenthetically, if he's there on time after last night, I'll be impressed. And sure as bleep, Brad Marchand was there at that DQ on time and was firing up DQ blizzards. And I saw Katie Engelson posted on social media that someone asked him, you know, what's your message to Bill Zito, something like that. And he's like, give me a bleeping contract. It was, I mean, just, it's just a fun time right now in South Florida. And I know Sam Reinhart was at Raising Cane's in Tamarack this morning. I saw long lines out outside the Raising Cane's once again. Canesware, I got to go over all the signings that Canesware and Davey is having. Because when you're back next week, Crowder, I mean, just near your house, this Canesware has everybody coming there, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for signings and pictures and autographs. I got to go over the schedule in a sec. But there's just a ton going on. It's fun, man. It's just fun. The parade, by the way, is Sunday. And the party is Sunday. Tobin and Solana Sunday will broadcast live. They will celebrate the Panthers Stanley Cup championship. They will broadcast live from Lulu's Bait Shop on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And they'll cover the parade and the celebration. It's all sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Park Racetrack and Casino. But starting at noon from Lulu's on Sunday, Solana and Tobin will have you covered.
And I think it's person to person, all sports, really, because I play ball and I was cool. I just hung out and, you know, went around. But I did hang with some hockey players when Vinny Trocheck was here down at American Social in Las Olas. Hockey players are some of the most normal athletes I've ever been around. And I've hung with NBA, NFL, everybody. Like, hockey players, really, like, they're beer drinking, mess around, you know, dance, sing
it's
songs.
Exactly who they are. You know, I'm watching videos from 11 last night. Appel was at 11 last night. We should have him on and talk to him about it. Billy Lindsay, by the way, is going to join us today, this hour. But the way that I perceive most championship celebrations at nightclubs, certainly in the NBA and the NFL, is you go to the nightclub to watch the team party in a separate closed-off section, and they may glance every now and then at the people. And hockey, it's different. They're at 11 partying with everyone. People aren't there watching them party. They're partying with everyone. Same thing at the Elbow Room, and same thing will happen, you know, on Fort Lauderdale Beach on Sunday. It's just the vibe that hockey is, and it's very recognizable when it comes. Now, I don't know if all hockey teams are like that. I don't know if all cities are like that. I really don't.
I don't know, but like the Vinny Trocheck story, where it's funny you say that. I had my section. I had my table with the people I was with roped off, and I was going to the bathroom, and I looked over, and I was like, hey, damn, that's Trocheck. Let me go say hi. He's just sitting by the bar buying shots for his friends. You know, they had some girls with him and some of his buddies, and they were just hanging out. And I was like, hey. I told him who I was. This was 4 years ago. When did Trocheck leave? Three, four years ago?
Trocheck? Maybe like 5 years ago.
Trocheck was way pre-COVID.
It was pre-COVID. Seven
years ago.
I'm old now. I don't keep years that well, but like, and
it's
I
either
just saw,
now or like, before. That's what I've determined.
And but even Sean Thornton and guys I see out, and Sean's down here. Hockey players are different than NBA, NFL players. I don't know, you know, other sports, hell, but all the hockey players I've ever met, like you're saying, normal cars, drinking beers, hanging out, you know, hey, I'll grab me a Burger King Whopper. Like, it's no big time stuff.
The DQ Blizzard is the perfect example of that. Tell me you think you're going to see Oklahoma City Thunder roster at Dairy Queen on Sunday.
Oh, no.
You're just not.
Because their nutritionist wouldn't let them eat a Blizzard before the game. No, man, I'm going to eat me a Blizzard, have me a good time, and go win the damn cup.
I said, someone texted in because I said Solana and Tobin will be at Lulu's Bait Shop. And it sounded weird when I said it. And that's the way it's written on the liner, but it's Lulu's Bait Shack, isn't it?
Shack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says on the liner Lulu's Bait Shop, but I'm guessing that's written by someone who probably thought maybe it is an actual bait shop that we're broadcasting live from. But
I've never Lulu's. Got a dozen shrimp from there.
Well, shrimp parmesan. Lulu's Bait Shack. That's Sunday beginning at noon with Solana and Tobin. Today's our final day to give away Club World Cup tickets, and it's the match tonight. So I want to do that this hour. So I can do it at the end of this segment if you remind me. This will be our final pair of tickets. The match is tonight. Bayern Munich and Boca Juniors, Hard Rock Stadium, 9 p.m. tonight. If you want to buy tickets for that match or any other match, go to FIFA.com/tickets. But we will give away a pair for tonight's Club World Cup match in this segment. If someone reminds me and you just keep on listening. So we have a lot of stuff to get to today. Billy Lindsay is going to join us this hour.
There's Club World matches up here in New York.
Yes. Yes.
Because the hotel I'm at is stupid. All these Europeans walking around with their funny accents. And I asked the bartender last night and he was like, oh, no, they have a bunch of soccer games up here. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, because they had it up in Philly. When I flew out of Philly, they had a big thing, display. So Inter Miami yesterday, I don't know if you were paying attention, and I'm probably not going to get to it today, but Monday we will. We'll certainly have Whittingham on Monday. But Inter Miami yesterday, many are saying, Whittingham included, the biggest win in the history of an MLS club because they beat, who they beat yesterday? It's the first European, like a premier European club team.
FC Porto.
So Inter Miami won yesterday. It was in Atlanta. Inter Miami won. No one figured an MLS team was going to beat one of these actual, you know, so-called elite club teams. And Whitty said that's literally the first time an MLS team has ever done that outside of a friendly, you know, in actual competition. And Solana was saying that that makes Monday's Inter Miami match a very consequential match, correct?
It does, but Whitty actually texted me yesterday, Hawk, because I assumed all Inter Miami has to do now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is tie or win, and they're in. And that holds true. But he was telling me that the actual tiebreaker in this tournament for FIFA is head-to-head, not even goal differential, the first tiebreaker.
Oh, so interesting.
FC Porto can't overtake Miami in the standings. So really? So
even if they win their next match 9-1.
FC Porto cannot, right. They can't overtake Palmeiras, but they cannot overtake Miami. Al Ahly could overtake Miami because those two teams tied.
Drew, yeah.
But man, kind of, again, not official, but kind of Inter Miami punched their ticket into the next round with that win yesterday.
Now, correct me, I don't know enough about it. Did anyone who follows FIFA or this Club World Cup think that there was an MLS team that was going to advance?
If there was one MLS team that people thought had a possible chance, it wasn't Inter Miami. And Hawk, here's why. It's because of how they were playing going into the tournament. Leo Messi, Luis Suarez, Sergio Busquets, everybody knows the big four, Jordi Alba. Like, if there was one team that was going to have the manpower to advance, it would be Inter Miami. But LAFC, I believe, had the best odds to advance.
Easier group?
In terms of Vegas, in their group. But no, nobody was giving any MLS team any real chance to compete in this tournament. They just weren't. And probably rightfully so, when you consider the competition they're going up against. That really was a monumental victory yesterday. It really was. And the best part about it, this is what I told you yesterday, Hawk, is that Inter Miami genuinely was the better team. They didn't luck into a couple goals. There wasn't some questionable red card at the beginning of the game. If anything, the only goal FC Porto scored was a questionable penalty called. Inter Miami scored two great goals. They dominated that game for the most part. They were the better side against a European team. That's why it was so awesome to see that yesterday.
And they went down 1-0 yesterday.
Yeah,
Solana
yeah.
was complaining. We were watching it. It was during the show yesterday. And Solana's complaining, oh, this guy sucks, talking about Messi. And then all of a sudden, he's got the game winner.
Amount of people praying that Inter Miami was just going to get spanked up in this tournament. So they could say, look,
because
Messi
they
made the
wrong decision. Because many people thought that Inter Miami didn't earn their way in and didn't belong there.
Correct.
And that would have been, you know, their way to say, you see, FIFA goofed around just to put Messi in the tournament and look at what they get. You know, they go out with a whimper, and instead they have a very good chance of advancing. But they'll
If they beat Palmeiras here at Hard Rock Stadium in front of, there's going to be 67,000 people there. Seriously.
60,000 of them Palmeiras fans.
Probably. Yeah. If they beat Palmeiras and they win that group, I mean, that could genuinely be the greatest feat in MLS history outside of MLS competition. Like, that would be insane.
Like, I don't know much. Like, what would that be? Is that Alabama beating the New England Patriots?
Like, I think it's like that. I think it's a college team, maybe not the New England Patriots, but I think it's a college team beating an NFL team. Right?
Like, the comparison.
The big four. That's my whole question is
the big four. So we have names, we have players, but you said no one thought they had a chance. Like, what other sport comparison could you give
this me? This is, to me, I think the gap between college football and NFL is way greater.
Much wider.
Than, like Leo Messi, maybe he's not at the peak of his career. He's the greatest soccer player of all time.
But everyone who follows European soccer poo-poos the MLS.
Oh,
whether
for
you
sure,
think it's closer or not, like it's so looked down upon. Maybe it would be like a UFL team. Well, that's even
worse. It's like a double A team playing a four game series or a championship series, right? Like a best of seven series against a professional baseball team, a major league baseball team, and beating them. Like that to me is what it would be, a double A team going up, or a single A team going up against a professional Major League Baseball team in a best of seven series and beating them and taking them down, which shouldn't happen, right? Like, there's a reason why these are the best at their craft and these guys are trying to be there.
It's the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp versus the LA Dodgers.
That's probably closer to it.
But Porto's not the LA Dodgers. If Inter Miami wins this tournament,
And the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp have Matt Mervis, too. So
oh, my goodness. I hated that. That's only AAA probably not. Triple A
it's not a fair comparison because he's kind of like Leo Messi.
If Inter Miami, they're not going to win this tournament, but if by some miracle they do, like the soccer community at large around the world is going to be in shambles.
They wouldn't know what to do.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't.
Yeah. It would be like Happy Gilmore winning the Masters. Yeah, it would.
Hawk, you always go too far.
It would. I mean, no one thought he belonged on the tour, me included. And then he wins the Masters. I believe if Inter Miami wins the Club World Cup, they're immediately placed at the top of the table in the Premier League. No.
No.
Yeah,
well, it could happen.
I think so. Yeah, I think Hawk's got a point there.
It could happen. Let's get headlines. We're going to talk plenty of Panthers today and celebrate the Stanley Cup winning team as they're all over South Florida celebrating themselves. Going to give away these Club World Cup tickets here in a second for tonight's match. Headlines real quick with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, so where do you guys want to start? We could do every hour a different Panthers celebration update, but they took
somebody,
over 11.
Somebody DMs me on Instagram. It would be like a Canadian football team beating an NFL football team.
Boom.
That's probably the perfect example. Boom. It would be a CFL team, which we laugh at, right? We look at the CFL. We don't care how good they are in the CFL, and there have been plenty of NFL players, Warren Moon, who played in the, it's Leo Messi. Well, but they have a star. You know, there's NFL players who play in the CFL. You look at them, you go, there's not a single CFL team that could ever beat a single NFL team. That's probably a good example.
The Rough Riders, get out of here.
Or, in preseason, a lot of times they did this with the Big Three Heat. A Turkish team will come play the NBA teams, or, a team from Europe will come over to the States. It would be like that team beating an NBA team. Like, these are supposed to be the class of the sport. FC Porto is supposed to be a European powerhouse. And Inter Miami is supposed to have a bunch of washed up old guys that got overpaid to come play in a league that nobody respects. And they beat them.
I like it.
I like any surprises in sports. It's always fun.
We should also take pride in it because the U.S. is laughed at by the rest of the world when it comes to soccer. The fact that we call it soccer, the fact that we think we're good at soccer, like there's something great about this where we get to wave our American flag and say, MLS, baby. Like, yeah, like we're a lot better than you think we are. I don't know. I love that aspect of it.
And then when the World Cup rolls around, though, watch Team USA, see what happens.
Yeah. We just have all the other sports. It's fine.
No, we're coming. We're gunning for this one, yeah. World.
Maybe if this Christian Pulisic will play a damn game. All right. So I want to go to 11 last night because to me this was like the scenes. Matthew Tkachuk grabbed the mic and yelled, "Connor McDavid, who?"
Yeah, that was funny.
That turned into an F McDavid chant by the crowd. Brad Marchand, can I say this, Jimmy? Put your finger on the dump button. Don't click it yet unless Hawk tells you to. Can I say this, Hawk? Brad Marchand called Kulikov a bitch-ass hoe.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I love it. That's a good put together of cuss words.
Sam Bennett grabbed the mic, shushed the crowd, and did the Wolf of Wall Street. I'm not Evan leaving. I'm not leaving.
It was so great.
Man, like the scenes were insane. You guys know Big C's? He's a super fan. Cesar Lucero.
Yeah.
Mike Cugno did a story on him. And then
He's had the Paul back and Bissonnette. Forth with Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah. Right, yeah. He got put on stage. He got basically waterboarded with Dom Perignon last night.
So funny, man.
I love this.
It is just such a great party.
Yeah,
it is just... Matthew Tkachuk, you could tell, he was just hammered. So he's sitting there on the stage, and just every now and then, he just grabs the mic, and he'll be like, Connor McDavid, who? And then just gives the mic back to whoever had it. Like, just such a party, man.
They haven't slept much in about 4 days.
I mean, probably not at all.
That's wonderful.
The only down part about that entire celebration was Aaron Ekblad, who a lot of people are kind of assuming isn't going to end up coming back next season just based on the cap and based on money available. He kind of gave like a 2-minute speech where it was joyous. Like, he's telling everybody how much he loves them and he's going one by one, but it did kind of sound like a love ya, see you later.
It had a farewell vibe to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vito will find another Ekblad.
Well, Solana's the one that ran him off, if we want to be honest.
Yeah, you called
Solana
him.
Solana and Brooks Koepka.
Traffic cone, what did y'all call it?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. It was a long time ago. I don't remember. Hey, Hawk, by the way, yesterday when you said there's no chance the Pacers are winning that game, I don't know if you saw that. They won that game. There's going to be a game 7, fellas.
Coach Larinaga texted me about halfway during the first quarter, and he said, I'll tell you exactly what he said and what I said. I stuck to my guns. He said, who do you think's going to win now that Halliburton is playing? And I responded, I think OKC puts down the hammer by the end of this. And he responded, I do like the Pacers' chances at home. And then the next text I got from him was, game 7, who do you have?
Hawk, this is kind of weird because I think Coach L's copy and pasting messages he's sending to you, sending them to me, and we're answering the exact same way because he sent me, who do you think will win?
You had OKC as well?
Halliburton is playing. I wrote him, I still have the Thunder by double digits. And then he wrote, Pacers looking good. and then he said,
I thought OKC would just outlast him at the end. I thought the Pacers were putting a nice something together at the beginning. But I don't know what OKC was shooting at because it wasn't the basket.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was confounding to me. Like, I understand when one guy has an off game. I don't understand how everyone can't shoot at the same time. It's so strange to me.
And how you let the itsy bitsy spider run around and have 20 points, 9 rebounds. It was crazy what McConnell was doing.
Man, that game surprised. This whole series has surprised the hell out of me.
I think they could have won. I didn't think they would blow them off the court.
I didn't think they'd win a game. I didn't think they'd win a game.
It was ridiculous. When Chet Holmgren missed the alley-oop, I was like, yeah, they must have went out last night. This is ridiculous.
Something, right? I mean, they literally looked like they were shooting at something other than the basket.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're all rooting for the Pacers in game 7, right?
I guess.
No.
No?
Why?
I like OKC. Why are we? What are you rooting for the Pacers for?
Because
underdog story?
Just for the upset?
The upset, and also OKC, the biggest frauds in the world. They may be the most fraudulent team in the history of
you said that about
sports.
Cleveland during the Miami series.
The most fraudulent team in the history of sports.
In the moment.
I'm not kidding, man. What a bunch of clowns that team is. And people want to talk about them being the most dominant team ever and SGA, the best run ever. And they're letting TJ McConnell push him to 7. Are you kidding me?
If they have the best record in the NBA this year and they win game 7 and win the championship, that's pretty impressive. Isn't it?
No, because
having the best record in the NBA and winning the championship and having the MVP, that's not impressive.
Not at all, actually. I don't think it's impressive at all. I think.
Aren't you the person who told us that SGA was having statistically the greatest season in the history of sport?
I don't know what I told you. I don't remember anything I told you. And forget what I said about Isaiah Hartenstein. That guy's a bum too. That entire team, Adam Silver should just give the Pacers a title. I mean, it's ridiculous. This series is going to seven. Absolutely ridiculous.
You have anything else? Because I want to make sure we have enough time with Billy Lindsay today.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. And yeah, I had OKC in six. Yeah, I bet that. But that's not why I'm mad.
Sure. Understood.
Call the Mesman in Dover, 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. 92 degrees right now. It is hot. That's your weather.
I've noticed I do that in my personal life as well. If I need to change any topic, anything, Lori's yelling me at something, I'll be like, "I, do you have anything else? Because I got Billy Lindsay coming up." I just do that. I get out of any conversation. I just, hey, I want to have enough time with Billy Lindsay. And she's like, what are you talking about? We're watching Saturday Night Live and we're arguing about the travel plans. I know. You have anything else? Because I got Billy Lindsay coming up and I don't want to make sure we have enough time.
I'll text you because Asia's half black and half Cuban. That ain't going to work on my side. F Billy Lindsay. Huh?
Tell her you have Kevin Weeks coming up. Maybe that'll work better. Billy Lindsay is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Billy Lindsay's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Sunday is parade day. Tobin and Solana will broadcast live from the parade from Lulu's Bait Shack on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Brought to you by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Park Racetrack and Casino. Billy Lindsay, beloved by Panthers fans when he was playing, and he's beloved by Panthers fans still who listen to him on the broadcast. And he's been on the call all season long with Doug Plagans on the Panthers radio network. It all culminated Tuesday night with another Stanley Cup championship for the Cats. Has it sunk in, Billy? You've had a few days to let it sink in. Has it sunk in?
Yeah, I guess. two in a row, a little bit. It's hard to wrap your head around just to think. I had a hard time listening during the regular season when they said reigning Stanley Cup champions. Now I'm going to have a real hard time saying, okay, well, these guys are the reigning back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. So, yeah, I guess it's sunk in a little bit, but not to the full degree.
How dominant, now that we look back, I'm talking just about the final series with Edmonton. How dominant were the Panthers in this Stanley Cup final?
They put the hammer down. You look at the three wins, those were crushing. They obliterated them three times. The two games they won were in overtime. Marchand did have an overtime winner for us that was critical. But when the rubber meets the road and you're able to put the pedal down, this team has another level that it's able to get to. And you saw that in the Stanley Cup finals. And no disrespect to Edmonton. They said they were deeper this year. They weren't. The Panthers were deeper, stronger, faster, quicker, nastier, meaner Stanley Cup champions.
And Billy, was it just the players? Because it seems like at one point, Knobloch was just like, he's confused. They're going back and forth with goalies. Their power plays not work. Their power kills aren't working. Like, did Paul Moore, was this a schematic thing? Or we were just so deeper, our fourth line probably could have been their second line.
Yeah. Well, our fourth line, well, if you look back at game number three where it gets out of hand and it's crazy, and Tkachuk and Marchand and Bennett, those guys want to chirp all you want, but you have your fourth line guys. If you want to go up to Greer and Gadjevitz and say, let's go, well, good luck. Get at it. Have at it with those boys. So, we have the toughness and everything, and you look at what? So who's our number one line? It's 1A, 1B, 1C. One night it's the Barkov line. The other night it's the Tkachuk line. The next line is Marchand, Lundell, Lou Ostrin. How do you match up with that? You can't. All of a sudden on the other side, you're forced to just go 29-97. McDavid, Drysdale. Hope and a prayer. It was the same thing last year, but it was even more apparent this year. And the Panthers, that third line with Marchand, that addition, and Bennett, the way that he played this playoffs, I don't know how you match up against that. Chris Knobloch had to be just shaking his head. And Paul Maurice said, what's your lineup? Same, Bobrovsky. Just roll out there every single night. Consistency is a wonderful thing.
And Bill, just because, you know, you bring up, the line and how deep the Panthers are. Did you see that video of Paul Maurice, end of the game of game six, where he's telling Nosek and he's telling the fourth line, hey, against Toronto, you guys were the reason we were able to come back down 2-0. I want the three of you guys on the ice when that final buzzer sounds, because we were down 2-0. You guys got us here. And he's yelling at Barkey like, Nosek, he's going to have the final shift. Get off the ice. Like, how cool is that?
That's awesome, because I've been a fourth liner a lot in my career. to understand what you have to do with those guys. And I have all the respect for Gadjevich and Greer and Nosek and what they did in that Toronto series. We're down 2-0. And Paul Maurice said, they're maybe not the best individually, but as a line, I like them together. And you put those three together, and yeah, they were dynamite. All of a sudden, that Toronto series, down 2-0, they're hitting everything in sight. They were able to change the course of momentum and to get that last shift. This team is so unselfish, guys. It's incredible. They don't care. You saw the Stanley Cup celebration at the end. Nate Schmidt getting it first. Seth Jones, all the new guys touching it. We'll wait our turn. You guys came here. You guys brought us here to the second mountaintop. Get after it, guys. And it's just a remarkable dressing room, what you have in there, a love for each other. And it starts with the ownership all the way down. But the players did it. The players did it. And that is one special group of men, man. I can't tell you how special that locker room is.
Yeah, it does seem like it. So Sam Bennett ends up winning the Conn Smythe. Brad Marchand got a good number of votes. Like, it was a lot closer, I think, than some people thought it would be. And Sergei Bobrovsky, of course, is in the mix. If you were voting for Conn Smythe, who would have gotten your trophy?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's tough. Marchand, Bennett, one of the two. Marchand, the thing is, Bennett was fourth on our team in scoring at the end of the playoffs points-wise. We had three other players with 23. He had 22. And Marchand was even further down the list. And they're the two favorites. You talk about balance. Wow. Incredibly spread out. Marchand was able to bring plus 18, plus 19 in the playoffs. But Bennett, if you score that many goals on the road and you're able to do that kind of stuff, it's it's another level. And he played really good in game number six, didn't get on the score sheet. But again, he was a factor, a huge factor. And if you add it all up, the way they played, led the team in goals, led the team in hits, led the team in shots. He was Mr. Everything in the playoffs. So I have no qualms with Sam Bennett getting the Conn Smythe trophy.
And Bill, it seemed like on the radio call you were more prepared this year. It was pure emotion last year. This year it seemed like
I saw Billy say something like it, like he let it all soak in this year or something like that.
Yes. Did you? So, were you better prepared this year when that final horn blew?
Oh, 100%. I was not prepared last year, folks. Game seven, that did not work out right. 5-1 lead or whatever it is. I'm sitting back. I'm taking off my headphones. I don't even care. I said last minute, 2 minutes of the game, I'm not saying anything. I'm taking off my headphones. I'm going to listen to the crowd. I'm just going to soak it all in and enjoy it. I didn't even, Doug, this is your time, buddy. You take it from 2 minutes on and you can roll. And then when you're done, maybe I'll add a sentence or two. But yeah, I was just headphones off with the crowd and you really got to soak it in and just cherish it. And I really wanted that moment. I was more prepared to act there like you've been there before. Yeah, well, first time not so much. This time a little bit better. And Doug's amazing. Doug's amazing to work by and to have him as a friend. And he's one of the best in the business. And to do that last year, I felt really, really bad. It was just pure.
No, that was our favorite. We loved that. I don't think you should have felt bad at all. Yeah. We loved that because that was genuine. Like you, we had you on last year after the call. You spoke for all of us that, you know, sat through years and years of no results other than the one season that you were part of. But I mean, that you spoke for everyone, man.
Yeah. I mean, it was a beautiful thing last year and the eruption. So they're different at two tails. And the beauty of this year is just sitting back in that broadcast and just being with it. I mean, they're singing, na, na, na. Hey, goodbye. I mean, I'm singing it. I'm just singing it right along with them, you know. I'm just silently humming the tunes. Doug's broadcasting the games. I mean, I'm with the fans. I'm just sitting there, sitting back, and the clock's running off. The players are throwing their equipment off, and I'm like, this is just utterly amazing. I was just trying to wrap my head around it and just watch it all, and what a beautiful, beautiful sight.
I mean, you've been around hockey for your entire life. Now, I don't know if we're prisoners of the moment or I'm speaking because I'm a fan of the team, but this roster seems unique. And the way that they, and we saw it last year too with the Stanley Cup celebrations all over Fort Lauderdale Beach and Miami Beach. But you're seeing it like today, you know, who do we have? Sam Reinhart today was at Raising Cane's. And Brad Marchand did an appearance at a Dairy Queen in Sunrise. And, you know, they've been at the Elbow Room and they were at 11 all night last night. Am I wrong? Like, I shouldn't say am I wrong. Do all hockey teams celebrating a cup celebrate it this hand in hand with the fans? Does this go on in every city? Because it feels special to me.
Yeah, it does feel special. It doesn't go in hand in hand. Brad Marchand's a Dairy Queen. How many beers deep has he been? He's got to be 24 to 36 beers deep, okay, in the last 46 hours, along with champagne and whatever kind of anything gets thrown in. I'm sure there's a couple of shots in there. So that's about, you're running on about 48 hours. And Marchand, I'll show up at Dairy Queen clean shaven and I'll hand out some blizzards. Yeah, we're built differently.
He's perfectly suited for this team, isn't he? Like, this isn't just a late season rental. He's suited for this team.
Round peg, round hole. Yeah, he's absolutely suited for this team. The rat. I mean, we have the rat legend. We got the ultimate rat. And Brad Marchand, to have him on this roster, what he did in the playoffs, he salivates this kind of year. And the best part was that him and Bennett had a history, Sam Bennett, going back where Bennett elbowed him in the head. As soon as he got traded, he was chirping Bennett with a text as soon as he came over here. That's the beauty of hockey with these guys. They don't care. Once you're the teammate, let's roll together and let's have some fun. And it was. There was pure joy in the game, but it's played with passion, desire, soul, and all kind of work ethic. So you see the other side of it with the party and in celebration. But when that puck drops, it is nothing but 100% focus, and that is a lion or panther or whatever, they're just roaring at the top of its lungs.
And Billy, speaking of, like you said, the salary cap and all the stuff that, you know, that Bill Zito, who I trust 100% with any decisions that are made, do it hockey players, would they take pay cuts to stay with guys that they enjoy being around and stay with organizations that they trust?
Yeah, partly. You got three goals in my life. I had three goals. Make the NHL. Once I made the NHL, stay in the NHL. Once I stayed in the NHL, you should have no other one. You should have one other goal on your mind, to win a Stanley Cup. I did not, and it hurts. That 96 final still hurts. You look back, and you get a chance to win Stanley Cups as a player. Yeah, if you want to take a little much, if you manage your money right and you're getting this kind of money, you're getting 30, 40, 100 $100 million over the course of your life, what's the difference between $195 million if you invest it right, or $175 million? You're going to be good to go. You should be. And hockey players are pretty reasonably smart that way, to take care of their money. And they also know if you win, money follows.
Right.
Yes.
That's true. Good, that's like the part. Like, you may take a discount at the front end, but win a cup or two, that money's going to follow you for a long while. So
yeah, it also gives you an extra 2-3 years in the league, or 4 or 5. Like, these guys are 28 and 29. They're playing until they're 38 just because they want a couple of Stanley Cups. And take it from me, when you retire, I know the people that have Stanley Cup rings, you're going to have a lot more success in retirement when you have that Stanley Cup ring on your finger. It is a beautiful thing. These guys earned it. They deserved every second of it. And, yeah, it's just what they went through, and to watch them and the sacrifices that they made and the ultimate price to win that Stanley Cup. Tkachuk with the torn abducator, off the bone surgery, whatever. That's not normal to come back and play. That's not human. That's not.
You hockey players are not human. I mean, that's insane to play with that.
Yeah, to come back and average a point a game. Barkov's got 10 stitches in his hand, and he's shutting down McDavid. This team is special in so many different ways. I can't even begin to describe it.
Man, Billy Lindsay, we love talking to you, and obviously I'm guessing we'll see you Sunday at the parade in Fort Lauderdale Beach, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah. We'll be down there. That's the final explanation.
I imagine you will be. All right, Billy. Great season, and we'll see you on Sunday.
All right. Thanks so much for your time, guys. Enjoy it, and all the best.
There you go. Billy Lindsay really was a beloved Florida Panther when he was playing, and he's just as beloved as a broadcaster. Absolutely love the blonde bomber, Billy Lindsay.
Blonde bomber.
Great nickname, right?
Blonde bomber. I didn't want to bring. I never want to bring it out on him. I thought Solana might have brought it out on him once or twice, but he didn't.
I did. Well, I did last bomber? Week. When we had him on last week at the arena crowd. Oh, remember, I did. I pulled out the blonde bomber.
Yeah, he blonde bombed him last week. I was waiting a day for him to pull it out.
Sunday is the parade. It starts at noon. If you're not going, you'll be able to hear coverage of it right here on 560 WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.